need some clarity to know who I is. See, my future was so clear to me since I was a kid. And every day I made my play to enter the biz. I was a whiz at making kids laugh. But if you think that's all I am, well, you just don't know the half. You see, just being funny isn't how I got started. It's not just laughs, but entertainment. That's where my heart is. The easy part is standing up in the room. But if you don't control the crowd, you'll be regretting it soon. The music boom, lights are bright, the crowd is so hard to see. But as I stand with mic in hand, you pay attention to me. And that's what I love. It's really all that I crave, that you had some laughs and like me by the end of the day. But if you really want to know about my inner demon, despite my bravado, I just have low self-esteem. And comedy comes from tragedy. Well, comedy needs tragedy. Alright. Verse 2. See, I don't really care if you wanna make fun of me, calling me unfunny or a weird owl wannabe. My influence is on my sleeve, I wear it with pride. I just love the attention, and I've got nothing to hide. I love to make people laugh, but that's not the story. The problem with comics, you might find a bit boring, but comedians are truly some messed up people. Our low self-esteem issues really have no equal. We're also self-centered, on ourselves we are stuck. It's weird being a narcissist while thinking you suck. Being strange these days is the only way you can survive as a comic, cause it sure ain't the pay, but to make others laugh is really a skill. You gotta cry off stage, so on stage you can kill. That's why that I have these words I live by. We laugh so that we may not cry. So for comedy, there must be tragedy. I really suffer, so you can laugh at me. Every comedian you know is emotionally scarred. Cause dying is easy, and comedy is hard. And that's the truth.